We often hear of the young men who refuse to look for work and just give trouble. But in this country, there are others. Take this man, who says he's been selling coconuts on the highway on weekends only for the past 15 to 16 years.
Man, I was no down school, and the fellow that I'm working with, he and another gentleman fall out, and he asked me a question. And I tell you, I didn't want to do anything, so I said I can take a late chance and try the coconuts.
What have you learned along the way, though?
You got not strange people, and you got to work with them. You got real picky people in Barbados, real picky. You will no cut a bottle for them, and they won't cut a work. They want another bottle. They can't tell the reason we want the bottle, but they want another one. They want jelly one here, they want water one here, and they can't be it. That's the problem, but yeah, they just want it to be it. That's the big problem. We've got to try to work with everybody fast as possible.
This vendor says that on the stretch of the highway where he works, he's seen competition increase a lot.
I mean, sure, I left room for the first man. No, be at the back now. Everybody up in there. And I got, about 6 to 8 men in front of me selling corn water. All them. On a seller when they stay here. I never said before them.
What's the secret of staying alive in this business?
Get the customer what I want. Be hygiene. Be clean. And deal with everybody the best way you can. The same people that we start with 10 years ago, the same people that we deal with up to now, majority. They might go a couple new people for other corner men and get bad experience with. And we might get opportunity to pick the coconuts. And from there, they might let me pick them or something to tell me. Then go out a family member but might pick them or somebody else might can't pick them.
And this coconut vendor sees no unusual dip in business at this time as a result of the economic situation confronting Barbadians.
Corner water is be slow from after Christmas, about to February. Corner water will be slower to maybe to March. But otherwise, when dry time come back, the corners will be there harder to find, but customers just come out in dry time. Mostly all the customers just come out in dry time. But I think it's really find a hard chance to get the corner water.
There's no slower now than normal.
Yeah. This slowest thing is be in corner business. First 3-4 months. That is slowest part. But otherwise, it don't be so slow. You get away today.
Who got away today?
Aye. Get away today. A little two money come out and I get opportunity to sell these here today. But then I come out, we still, I feel like I care about one majority of these.
On a Sunday, on average, how many coconut soap you would be cutting?
Me? Things might want to scrap what? 8 to 9 hour corner, so Sunday. Might want. Other men is good for coconuts. They may go and deliver some butters, might go and pick more coconuts. Or might go and leave a family issue. So I gotta be here. So the rest of the guys come back. Only me and another gentleman be here.
On December 1st, the government announced the removal of the tipping fee for garbage disposal. Has it made a difference?
Yeah, because paying for these shells every week. Sometimes $90, we're going to that. Sometimes $120. And the government has got more shells than me, majority of the time. So I feel everybody feel better. They're taking fee off. So I feel everybody happy with the fee gone. And I feel the country more cleaner too.
You think? Have you noticed a change in that regard?
Yeah, I see a coconut shelf on this one stretch. For this, get clean today. And back side of the day, everything gone. Like earlier, before the tipping fee gone, you would have come past once and you would see coconut shells here. Not coconut shells from the top. You won't see none here, but at the top, everybody clean it up, for the tipping fee off. And look, you see that. The more country, more clean. I don't see any more garbage, that's all here. That is one thing to tell you about the tipping fee.
That's one of the coconut vendors at Warren's, sharing his experience in that business. You heard him on Sagicor's Early Business.